We're in middle of Perek Yudalid. On the top it's 38. I don't know what it is in the bottom. On the top is 38, Perek Yudalid. The bottom is page 60. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of the page. 2 weeks ago we were learning, last week there was no class, but 2 weeks ago we were learning that the Beinoni, this intermediate person who doesn't sin, not in thought, not in speech and action, because his mind controls the heart, meaning it controls the temptations, and therefore if it knows it's wrong, it doesn't do it. That is the attribute of every person. Every Jew could be a Beinoni. He says, why? Because a Beinoni is not somebody that despises evil. Despising evil, that's a very lofty level, like we're soon going to learn. But when it comes to temptations, the Beinoni says to himself, listen, anything a person does is idol worshipping. Because every sin denies the existence of God. He says, why does a person sin? Because a foolish spirit enters his mind and he thinks he's still connected and it's not really idol worshipping. You know, I believe in God, but the truth is, like the Beinoni says, I don't want to be a shaita. He says, I'm inherently a shaita kamayu. I don't want to be a fool to deny the truth that every sin separates the Jew from Hashem. Therefore, he says, the Beinoni is a level that every Jew could attain. To add to it, before we go further, it's self-understood, and we mentioned this Chumaymeh Chazal, Chassidus brings it down many times in the Sichas and in Maimarim, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo B'Trunya Im B'ri Yosef, which means Hashem does not demand from a person more than the person could do. For a parent to demand something from a child that they cannot do, or for a teacher to demand something from a child they cannot do, is extremely foolish. It's foolish to demand some. A kid can only get a 70 on the test. The parents scream, why don't you get 100? They can't get 100. I mean, that's it. It's foolish to scream that they should. What do you have to do? They should do the best they can. Right? That's what you really have to do. Hashem is not going to demand from us something we cannot do. I mean, so to speak, kaviyah will be foolish for Hashem to demand something we can't do. The fact that Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs, obviously not all of them apply today, but there was a do, shows that the person has the ability to keep every one of the mitzvahs in thought, speech, and action. Like we learned, to willingly think an evil thought is a sin, so therefore the fact that Hashem said, I don't want you to think an evil thought, shows it's possible. How is it possible? So like we learned, as soon as the evil thought comes into the mind, the Beinoni realizes, as soon as he's aware of the fact that it's wrong, he immediately pushes it out with a positive good thought, and therefore he gets rid of it. That every Jew has the ability to do. And therefore the Beinoni, which is basically not loving God to a great level or despising evil, it's practical thought, speech, and action, that every Jew is able to do. Therefore, every person should strive to become a Beinoni. Now he says four lines in the bottom, the last word, Masha'en kein bedavar. On the other hand, though, something which is a masul lelev, something which is a heart level, the meaning, sheyaras aram mois mamish belev, that you should despise evil, v'sonei betachlis asin, and despising it and hating it with the ultimate hatred, which is the level of the complete tzaddik, or afilo shulei betachlis asina, or not with the ultimate level of hatred, which is, like we learned, the incomplete level of the tzaddik. He says, this level is impossible to be really truthfully, only through the extreme, powerful, strong love of Hashem, with a tremendous love of enjoying godliness, to enjoy God, like the world to come when people bask in the rays of godliness. Before in Tanya, the Alter Rebbe explained, loving God and hating evil go hand in hand. The more you love God, the more you despise evil. Because opposites, that's the way it is. If we have opposite things, the more you love one, automatically the more you hate the other and despise it. In order to despise evil, you have to be on a level of loving God in a way that you actually tangibly feel it. He says that not every Jew is born with. That you are, that's the level of a tzaddik, which you are born a tzaddik, with the ability to be a tzaddik. Not every person can reach that level. That is a level of madrega, a level of soul. To be able to love Hashem, that is a tremendously great thing. Action, speech, or thought, I could do things I hate anyway. I don't have to love Hashem to put on tefillin. I can say, listen, it's the right thing to do. I really would rather go to sleep. I love going to sleep, but I could still put on tefillin. If you're talking about a level of love and fear, that is a level that not every Jew can attain. So he says, to despise evil is based on how much love of Hashem you have. And based on how much love of Hashem, not every Jew can attain that level, and therefore it's not demanded from us. And therefore he says, V'al zeh amro razal, concerning such a level of love, that you enjoy God, simply like people enjoy food, they enjoy God. The Gemara says, Elam chatira bechayach, that's like the world to come you've seen in your lifetime. But that's like you're living now in paradise, in Gan Eden. He says, V'ein kol adam zeich lezeh, not every person can merit that level in this world. That already is like receiving the reward. To get such a level in this world, that's a God-given gift. Like he says, Avaydis matana, as a gift, etenes kuhunaschem, I will give you the priesthood. If a person is a Kohen, it's not up to them. It's a gift from God that you're born a Kohen. This ability to love Hashem and despise evil is a gift from God that you either get it, or you don't have it. It's one of the two. Lachein amir Iyuv, now he says, that's why Iyuv says, Barasa tzaddikim, he created tzaddikim. This is going back to a quote on the first page of Tanya. The Rebbe asked a question when he was discussing what is a beinoni, what is a tzaddik. He quoted this expression that Iyuv said, God, you created tzaddikim. Iyuv says, Barasa tzaddikim, you created tzaddikim. So the Rebbe on the first page of Tanya asks, how could Iyuv say, God, you created tzaddikim? We have free will. We have free choice. If God made me a tzaddik, then I don't have free choice. So how can Iyuv say, God, you created tzaddikim? So based on what the Rebbe explained until now, the answer is very simple. A tzaddik is not a religious Jew. That's a beinoni. That we have free choice to do mitzvahs or not to do mitzvahs. But that will not make us a tzaddik. The level of a tzaddik, to love Hashem and despise evil, that God made you a tzaddik or didn't make you a tzaddik. That you're born with. And that Eve said, God, you created tzaddikim, you created. Where does he see this? Like it says in Tikkun Zayar, Shiyesh b'nesham es Yisrael, but there is within the Jewish souls, kamemini, madrega, subchinus, there's different levels of Jewish souls. Chasidim, giberim, amizgabrim, al yitzram, righteous people, people that are conquering the Yetzirah, mara teira, people that are, so to speak, study teira, nevi'im, so, tzaddikim, and there are people of levels of tzaddikim. What does this mean? You see that a person is born, those that are born a tzaddik. What does it mean, they're born a tzaddik? Those people are born from birth with the God-given gift that they have the ability to love God to such an extent that they despise evil. It's a gift, mamish, from God. But therefore it's understood, even though the Alter Rebbe is going to say we've got to try, but nevertheless the Alter Rebbe is going to say it's not demanded from us. The beinoni is what's demanded of every person, not to sin, not in thought, speech, or action. That you could demand the person, from the person. whether you're born with an ability to love God and despise evil, not every person is born with that level.
So why does it say
Va'amir Kulam Tzadikim does not refer to the level of Tzadik of Tanya.
Just righteous?
Righteous people. Like you said, on the first page of Tanya, if you do, on the second page of Tanya, Shema Mushal, he's called a tzaddik after he's victorious in the thing. But that's not the real, like the Alter Rebbe says in the second page of Tanya, the inyan amitas shem atayer at the level of tzaddikim, they're very few. So it depends, if you're talking about the true blue definition of a tzaddik, a person that despises evil, kills his yetzahara. The higher level is, transforms the Yetzirah into Yetzirah. But the Vamech Kulam Tzadikim, every person is righteous.
It can be first the
Tzadik Tzadikim? Yeah. So now he says, B'zeh Yuvan, Kefa Lashon HaShvua, now we can understand the redundancy and the double expression of the oath, which is administered at birth. He says, Tihi Tzadik V'al Tihi Roshan. The opening line of Tanya is that we learn b'sei paragimel dani the mashpia naisik tihi tzaddik, the neshama is administered an oath, be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha. So obviously it's repeating itself. If you're a tzaddik, you're not a rasha. If you're not a rasha, you're a tzaddik. So why does it have to say be a tzaddik and don't be a rasha? He says d'lochei t'mor, it's a wonder, k'me'acha shemashpia naisik tihi tzaddik, if we give him the oath to be a tzaddik, why do you have to make him swear again? He won't be a Russian. If he's a tzaddik, automatically he's not a Russian. So Al Rebbe explained very simply. Not every person merits to be a tzaddik. We don't really even have the free choice so much to really enjoy godliness. And that you should actually despise evil. It's a very great level. And not every person reaches that level. Therefore, Mashbian Shainis, we give him a second oath, Al Tihi Rasha Al Kopanim, at least don't be a Rasha. So now Trebbe is saying as follows, and now Trebbe is going to explain an interesting point. So why do you give him the oath Tihi Tzaddik if he can't? Why do you make him swear to be a Tzaddik if not every Jewish can be a Tzaddik? And this Alter Rebbe is going to explain in a second. But first he says, try to be a tzaddik. At least, don't be a Rasha, be a Beinoni. At least, be a Beinoni. Tihi tzaddik, try, we're giving you an oath. And like we learned on the first page of Tanya, Mashbia means we fill him up and we give him the ability to try to be a tzaddik. You have to try. And if not, at least don't be a Russian. Don't be wicked. But again, the Shavua, the oath is that God gives him the ability not to be a Russian. And therefore, the Rebbe explains in a Maimer, in a footnote of a Maimer, the Rebbe explains, when a person chooses to sin, they're basically choosing against the natural nature of being good.
An oath makes an asshole?
The oath means he has the ability. You give him the koyach.
Ability doesn't mean it's asshole.
Natural koyach, not to be a Russian. A Jew by nature is good. The Yetzirah forces him to go against the nature. But the person really is given the ability, you don't be a Russian. You shouldn't be a Russia. You don't have to be a Russia if you want. So when a person chooses to do bad, they're basically going against their own nature of to being good.
Good or itself?
A Beinoni. So he says, Tihi Tzaddik, try to be a Tzaddik. If not, if you can't make it, at least don't be a Russia. Be a Beinoni. So he says, therefore we give him a second oath. At least don't be a Rasha. This is the free choice. And permission is granted to every person. This is within the natural, normal ability of a person. To control the temptations of the heart. To conquer his Yetzirah. That you shouldn't be a Rasha even 1 second. Here it doesn't mean hour. It means even 1 second your whole life. Whether it's sur mera, whether it's turning away and not doing evil, doing good, which is tev, which is ain't tev, el tev, meaning teira. Hainu tamateir shekenaget kulam. Okay? So therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the redundancy of the oath. But now the question is, if we can't be a tzaddik, why do we get the oath to he tzaddik be a tzaddik? We should just swear not to be a Rasha. And the Alter Rebbe is asking now on himself, so I'm just getting to explaining that we cannot be a tzaddik. So why do we get the oath be a tzaddik? It's at too great of a level. So the Alter Rebbe says you could. You could. Alpha became nevertheless. You have to establish times. Loshes eitzes benafshe, to put advice within your soul. Liyasmeis berat, to despise evil. Kagayim batzas chachamein hazal. This is an expression that should not be taken the wrong way. The Gemara says an expression, if somebody is tempted to commit adultery with a woman, he should look at her. The Gemara says, how do you get yourself to stop from the temptation? Think she's a barrel full of filth. And therefore, you will stop you from coming to sin. That's what the Gemara says. Uchai Gavner, similar things. If a person thinks that all the temptations that they eat and they do, it becomes full of filth, and the worms eat you up in the grave and so on. He says, the same thing, all pleasures of the world. The Alter Rebbe says, let me explain outside. He's saying, granted, you cannot become a tzaddik. But you know what? Try every so often to despise evil. Try. Bluff it. You know, if you bluff it long enough, it becomes real. If a person convinces themselves long enough they're sick, they get sick. If you bluff something long enough, it becomes real. He says, every so often, a person should figure ways to despise evil. For instance, like he says, if a person understands, a person sees a future, and he sees, if it's going to rot in the ground, is going to be wormy and garbage, so the person says, ich, so why do I even want to do these, you know, temptations, if this is what's going to happen from it? And the opposite, to enjoy, to be happy of Hashem, by meditating with Dulas and Sav Baruch Kfiyachalte, based on your ability. So the Alter Rebbe says as follows. When a person's neshama is about to come into the world, God says to the neshama, listen, Tehi Tzadik, I want you to try. You might not be successful. You might not succeed. But at least try to be a tzaddik, meaning a real tzaddik, despising evil. Try. At least don't be a Rasha. But I want you not to be happy with being a Beinoni who just doesn't sin. I want you to also try to despise evil and enjoy godliness. He said, Afshe Yedeh Ben Afshe, two lines in the bottom. Afshe Yedeh Ben Afshe, even though the person knows. Shul Yagiel Madregazu Ben Islamite. He's never going to reach this level really, because he's not born with that ability. Kiyim B'demyein is only illusions. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe says a remarkable thing. You do your part and let God do the rest. You try what you could do. You can't do it. At least try. At least try. The Kaim is a Shavua. To fulfill the Shavua, at least you do your part. Tihi Tzadik, do your part to try to be a Tzadik. Vashem Yasa Te Beinav, and God will do what He wants. In other words, if God sees, and Alter Rebbe is going to continue with a remarkable concept, if Hashem sees you're trying, He'll help you out. And now I'm going to say it outside first. Alter Rebbe says, if you try hard enough, the Hashem will impregnate within you the neshama of a real tzaddik. If you try hard enough and Hashem sees you're really trying, but you just don't have the level, Hashem will put into you, in a way of Eber pregnancy, it's still not really you, because the mother is not the baby. The mother is the mother and the baby is the baby. But that pregnant tzaddik within you, the fetus of a tzaddik within you, will, of a real tzaddik, will help you along in becoming a tzaddik. Nevertheless, the Rebbe explains, the Rebbe still says, B'ratzah tzaddikim. What do you mean that Hashem created tzaddik if you could become it? It's still not you. But you have to, let's see it in the second line. V'eid, shehergol hakol davar. The nature of continuously doing something, Shulton controls. V'nasa tavasheni becomes your second nature. Like we said, if you bluff it long enough, it will become your second nature. When a person trains himself to despise evil, they work on it, mamish, to despise evil, it will become slightly truthfully despicable. And when a person will train themselves to enjoy godliness and to be happy with Hashem, through meditating into the greatness of Hashem, by your awakening down here, by your working down here, of doing your part, God will do His part. And he says, it's an expression like, maybe, God will give upon you a spirit from above, and you'll get the spirit of a sheirish eiz tzaddik, of another tzaddik, that will become impregnated within your neshama, lavet as Hashem b'simcha mitas, to really serve God with real simcha. Now, like we just explained, now the Rebbe says here three things. Try your best. Just try your best, that's all. Secondly, if you try hard enough, it will become a second nature. Not your real nature, not really you, but a second nature. Thirdly, the Alter Rebbe says, if Hashem sees that you're trying so hard, He'll give you an additional help from a real tzaddik. He'll put a real tzaddik's neshama into you, and you'll come to really, be'emes, be a tzaddik. But it's still not really you. It's the additional neshama that came into you. But it's not your level. But Hashem will help you with, by giving you a neshama of a tzaddik.
So it's as though.
Right. And that, no, the Alter Rebbe is only explaining, that's the concept of tihi tzaddik. What's the vow tihi tzaddik if we can't? The Alter Rebbe says, and he's going to finish off the parak, says, that says, simchot tzaddikim Hashem, v'tiskayim be'emes ha-shvur, will become taka truthfully fulfilled, the shvur of tihi tzaddik. Will become taka fulfilled really the shvur tihi tzaddik. Why? Even though it's not really you, that's why it's a beratzah tzaddik, and Hashem created a tzaddik. Not every person could become a tzaddik, but second natured tzaddik, every Jew could become. And therefore, when the Gemara says the neshama is given a vow tihi tzaddik, the truth is every Jew has the ability, a little bit, to despise evil. But you have to understand, there are many people, I want to explain the concept of despising evil. They tell the story about the Mizritcha Maggid. The people wanted to make fun of him. So they brought into the room an immodestly dressed woman. Okay, they wanted to make fun of him. He vomited. That is called despising evil. Many, many people won't steal. But they don't despise evil. It doesn't make them sick. Despising means it makes me sick. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't dream about doing it. But when they heard that somebody stole, it doesn't make them sick. They don't despise it. That's called not hating evil. You wouldn't do it, but that doesn't mean you hate evil. These are two distinct levels. One is like the Beinoni, I would never steal. So in stealing, maybe the person's a beinoni. You know, not having everything, but maybe this particular mitzvah or aveda is a beinoni. But he's still, even in this mitzvah, he might not be a tzaddik. You understand? He might not steal. He may not even think about stealing. And the second the thought of stealing comes to his mind, he immediately throws it out and he won't have anything to do with it. So let's say he's a beinoni as far as this particular mitzvah goes. But he doesn't despise it, that even in this mitzvah, he's not a tzaddik.
That can be effective according to Islam. If you're not used to hearing of something like that happening, then it can bother you more. And then the more often you hear about it, the less it bothers you, the more it becomes normal.
So now the question is, if something affects me less, if evil affects me less, does that mean I'm better or worse? You guessing? Worse. Why is it worse? Huh? Does anybody say it's better? Of course it's worse.
It's worse, but I'm asking you.
I'll explain to you something. One second. There are people, we mentioned this many times by the Shiurim. There are people that want to permit, let's say, pornography in the country, because they say if it's so open, nobody's going to become affected by it anymore, so therefore it'll be much better, so to speak. That is warped, and it is foolish, and besides, against logic. If a person does something, and they feel guilty, let's say God forbid a person steals, but they feel guilty about it, that is a very good sign. It shows that the evil, the bad, still bothers them at least. They might not, it doesn't bother them to the extent that they won't steal. But at least it bothers them, means they feel that it's bad. When the Gemara says, somebody once sins a few times, it becomes keheted, it becomes like it's permissible. You know, as everybody knows, you do something wrong once, you feel a little guilty, you do it more, you feel less guilty. Afterwards, you know, it's kosher, you know. It's a mitzvah, it's kosher, whatever. That shows that the evil, the person stooped so low into evil that they don't even feel guilty or that they're doing even something wrong. It's not because they're so great they're not influenced by the evil. The person says, oh, evil doesn't bother me, it doesn't turn me on, it doesn't influence me, it has nothing to do with me. That doesn't show the person's great. It shows there's such a low life that nothing bothers them anymore. That's the ultimate level of evil. That's worse than anything else. So the more a person does an aveda, gereres aveda, one aveda drags another sin, makes a person at such a low level that evil doesn't bother them anymore. That's the problem. When a person does something wrong, and at least they know they did something wrong, there's hope. When a person does something wrong and they don't even think they did anything wrong, that is the worst. That's the worst. And therefore, you have even in halacha, I'm just going to finish with this. If a person did a sin, they had to bring a carbon, sacrifice. Carbon asher. Sometimes chata, sometimes asher. What happens? It says there was two pieces of meat. One was kosher, one was treif. The guy ate one, and he didn't know which one was kosher, which one was treif. So he doesn't know. Did he eat the kosher one, or did he eat the treif one? He doesn't know. So the dinner he has to bring what's called Ashim Tolui. Ashim Tolui means a conditional Ashim. If I sin, it's a sin of. If I didn't sin, it's a... The Gemara says, an Ashim Tolui, this dependable, this doubtful conditional sacrifice, cost more, the animal had to cost more than if you definitely sinned. The question is, if I definitely sinned, for sure, here it's 50-50. Why should the carbon be more expensive than if I for sure 100% sinned? So the explanation is very simple. When I know I sinned, I'm going to repent. So Chazal say you have to bring a carbon, it doesn't have to be that expensive. But if I don't know if I sinned, I'm always thinking back in the mind, my mind, maybe I don't really have to do tshuva because maybe I didn't sin. Maybe I ate the kosher one. So the Torah says, you know what, it's going to hit you in the pocket. You're going to have to pay more, and therefore you're going to do tshuva better. And we know, when a person knows they did something wrong, they're going to do much more tshuva, better tshuva, than if they just think, yeah, maybe not. I mean, it's a whole different story.
I don't understand the